Saul of Tarsus was one of the leaders in the campaign of repression that broke out against the Church of Christ after Stephen's death. Saul was a Jew of the dispersion, born in Cilicia, but brought up in Jerusalem according to the traditions of his forefathers. Adhering strictly to the teaching of Judaism, he rejected as a dangerous heresy the new way of faith in Christ. As he himself said, he persecuted believers to their death, hunting down and arresting both men and women, and throwing them into prison. Convinced that he was serving God's cause, and filled with bitter hatred, Saul had believers beaten in the synagogues, trying to force them to blaspheme. And when they were put to death, he cast his vote against them. During this great persecution, believers fled Jerusalem and were scattered far and wide, not only in Judea, Samaria, and Galilee, but even as far north as Damascus in Syria. Then Saul, breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples, went to the high priest and asked him for letters of introduction to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any followers of the way of the Lord there, he would be able to arrest them and take them back to Jerusalem. Damascus, the capital of Syria, had a large Jewish population and many synagogues. Syria at that time was a Roman province, but the city of Damascus was under the authority of the king of Arabia, who was favorable to the Jews. The road leading north from Jerusalem went through Samaria and Galilee and then crossed a desert region, so it took several days to reach the city. Towards the end of the journey, Saul and his escort came to the well-watered countryside around Damascus. The city in these fertile regions was surrounded by gardens and vineyards. About noon, as they drew near to their destination, a brilliant light from heaven, brighter than the sun, suddenly flashed around Saul and his companions. They all fell to the ground, and Saul heard a voice saying to him in Aramaic, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads." It was the Lord's voice speaking to him. The proverbial expression used by Jesus made the proud young Pharisee understand that resistance to the Lord's will would be as difficult for him as it would be for an animal to resist the pricking of its master's goad. Saul, lying prostrate on the ground, asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting," the voice replied. Saul's companions saw the light and heard the sound, but they did not understand what the voice was saying, nor did they see anyone. They remained there, speechless. Saul, trembling and filled with fear, asked, "What shall I do, Lord?" "Get up," Jesus said, "and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as my servant and as a witness of what you have seen and what I will show you. I will save you from the people of Israel and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that through their faith in me they may have their sins forgiven and receive a place among God's chosen people. Now get up and go to Damascus, and there you will be told all that you have been assigned to do." Saul got up, but although his eyes were wide open, he could not see. His companions took him by the hand and led him into Damascus, to the house of a man called Judas. Saul stayed there 3 days. He was blind, and during that time he did not eat or drink. His life and convictions had been turned upside down the moment he saw Jesus, the risen Lord. His pride and resistance had been broken. He spent these 3 days fasting and praying as he waited to hear from his new master. Next episode, Saul's healing and the beginning of his ministry.